From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Two former Bear Stearns hedge fund managers were arrested today at their homes. The federal government has accused them of lying to investors when they knew that their funds were losing money. The collapse of the Bear Stearns funds helped trigger a broader crisis in the mortgage market. The fund managers were indicted on the same day the government announced a sweeping roundup of people being linked to mortgage fraud. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The hedge fund managers are Matthew Tanin and Ralph Chiaffi. They oversaw hedge funds with investments that were tied to those subprime mortgages that turned out to be so bad. And now the fund managers are being charged with criminal fraud and conspiracy.
The funds collapsed last June, resulting in more than $1 billion in investor losses.
That's Ben Campbell, the U.S. attorney in New York, bringing the case.
The defendants knew by March 2007 that both funds were in grave condition and at risk of collapse. Rather than disclosing the true state of the funds to investors and lenders, however, the defendants lied about the fund's condition, including their prospects, liquidity, and exposure to the subprime market.
The indictment alleges that Matthew Tanin wrote in an email to Chiaffi that he thought the fund should be closed because, quote, the entire subprime market is toast. But just a few days later, both men told investors that the hedge funds were in good shape and allegedly advised them to invest more money.
The defendants lied about what investors call skin in the game. Throughout March 2007, Tanin enticed investors to add additional money to the funds by claiming that he was doing so himself. He never did.
According to the indictment, Tanin wrote in an email, quote, believe it or not, I've been able to convince people to add more money. Chiaffi allegedly pulled $2 million of his own money out of the funds without telling investors. Both men deny wrongdoing. An attorney for Chiaffi said in a statement, quote, we are shocked and disappointed that the government has seen fit to fix blame on these two decent men. Meanwhile, the case promises to be yet another one involving emails that defendants probably wish that they never wrote.
I shudder when I think back at some of the emails that I've written in unguarded or heated moments.
David Grace is a private attorney who's preparing to sue investment banks on behalf of investors.
I think that the ease of sending emails just overcomes people's sense of caution. People think of it as akin to a phone call, whereas what it really is akin to is a letter to the editor.
Or a letter to the prosecuting attorney's office. Still, some legal experts say the government will likely need more than the few emails they've pointed to so far to win this case. Also today, as part of a broader probe, the Justice Department said that in recent months, more than 400 people have been arrested in a mortgage fraud crackdown. Mortgage brokers and others were taken into custody. Scott Myers, a defense attorney in Chicago, says law enforcement is sending a message.
The government is looking to make a very dramatic and bold statement that to the extent that there were problems in these markets, they will find it, they will root it out, they will punish the people responsible, and then they will fix it going forward.
Myers says if prosecutors win the case against the Bear Stearns fund managers, that could pressure more people on Wall Street into cooperating with the government. But defense attorneys caution that prosecutors may overreach. Richard Strasburg is a former U.S. attorney from Manhattan who now defends white-collar cases.
The losses are staggering, and there's a demand for consequences and heads to roll, so to speak. It becomes very dangerous that that a person who was not saying something intentionally false and trying to lie and mislead people, but said something that was wrong, will find themselves on the side of a criminal indictment simply for making a mistake.
A lot of private attorneys will be watching the case against the Bear Stearns fund managers. David Grace, for one, is very interested in when the Wall Street investment banks realized that the mortgage-related securities they were selling were garbage. Chris Arnold, NPR News.